like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Felicity Beck.
I'm Courtney DeSando.
And this is It's Movie Time, an unusual show. We have two former.
Who's to say we're former?
Really? Current?
Once a cheerleader, always a cheerleader.
Worthington High School cheerleaders who are inspired by the new film Palms. And just in case our audience hasn't heard anything about it, and I don't understand why.
What?
This is the Diane Keaton movie about some seniors who decide that they're going to be cheerleaders.
She's living out her final dying moments in, I think, quite spectacular way. I have to say, what one of us who was a cheerleader prior or didn't get to be one dreams of the day they could do it again.
I do think that most girls, when they're little, something wants to be a cheerleader.
I think so. And back in the 80s, when we were cheerleaders, it was an innocent time. Being a cheerleader wasn't this competitive triple backflips.
I couldn't do a back handspring. I couldn't be a cheerleader today.
We couldn't. We wouldn't have made
no,
the team.
No, I wouldn't.
No, we certainly didn't.
But we had spirit out
we
the
We had
wazoo.
A lot of spirit.
Yes, we Woo-hoo! Were ready to go. Go Cards!
It's a
serious sport now. It was more just a fun,
social.
Definite girl camaraderie, like friendships and the bonds and the memories that you make.
And everyone
a
looked up to
people.
Us.
Yeah.
We had reputations to hold up, although some of us, you know, got in a bit of trouble. Wink, wink. One of the reasons why I even moved to Worthington was because where I lived prior, I wasn't allowed to be a cheerleader.
The movie is Palms.
By the time you get this, it probably is not going to be out.
It's a great chick flick. It's all about just women backing each other, supporting each other.
And we talked about how we liked that there was no man in the, you know, Pierce Brosnan type, you know,
right.
taking her from where her dream was. You know, it was
right.
all about the women.
Yes.
You mean you don't count Chief Carl?
Oh, Chief Carl.
I love Chief Carl.
I love Chief Carl. Chief Carl.
Yeah, he was very entertaining, but he wasn't a main character. He didn't have a ton to do with the
story. There
was
no love interest.
And then Rhea Perlman, you're not really sure how her husband dies, but she maybe had something to do with it, but it was she wanted to fulfill her cheerleading dream, and he was having none of it. She was just trying to go for her goal of being a cheerleader.
We did appreciate Jackie Weaver's performance
Loved
as the sidekick.
You know? She didn't overdo it at all. She just seemed very genuine and seemed like how a friendship would start and grow. It was very genuine.
Pam Grier was in it, who I thought, you know,
yeah,
she's
she
small
was funny.
Part, but was funny.
Yeah.
But the star, Diane Keaton, I thought did a really good job. Played it well. It's definitely cheesy. She represented what I wanted her to be.
When your life is maybe running out of time, I think it was a cute story of just finding a little bit of joy and kind of like giving it your all till the very end. I liked that part about it.
I did too. Spoiler alert. It's no Game of Thrones. She does die at the end, and I was glad that they didn't give us some cheesy she made it through, and now she's, you know, this new life of hers because she's
right.
a cheerleader. But there's definitely a lot of cheese in this. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're overlooking that, and I had told Felicity before we went, I said, it's going to suck. We're going to hate it. And honestly, I laughed. I cried.
Oh, I definitely cried more than once, and I laughed definitely more than once.
The end where they had all of the montage of all the people doing
yes.
the Martha's moves,
yes.
I thought was really
that
cute.
That was very cute, too. I love that. But, I mean, for their age, I thought they looked pretty darn hip and,
yeah.
like, did a good job.
And I didn't appreciate their opponents' cheerleading outfits. For some reason, those really bothered me.
Right.
And Felicity thought maybe it was because they were trying to, you know, make a really big difference between the two groups.
Yeah.
But I wish they would have made them a little bit more realistic. And was like, really? That's all you got is a weird-looking halter top?
Right.
And, yeah, that part did bother me. But their costumes, when they did the final cheer, was really good.
Yeah, they looked cute.
So
Courtney DeSando.
Yes.
Felicity Beck.
Yes.
The film is Palms.
Palms.
Woo! I'm going to give it a strong B++.
But I'm going to do the same. I'm going to say B++ also.
Yeah, it's not an A-.
And your producer here is going to award it a C+.
Okay.
And not
well,
an
for
F.
someone who really did not even want to go to the movie,
we
a C+
to do
is pretty
it.
Good.
Any of you guys out there want to have our own Palms, we would love to have you get a hold of us. So call us at Whacked Salon in Worthington.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.